Well, basically, when we routed the golf course, we saved the critical trees. I mean, we worked it because we had plenty of land to work with, and John Siroklet allowed us to leave a lot of land unused. So when we ever had a critical tree, we've got a couple of old elm trees on this site that have survived. So all the critical trees were saved in the routing process.
Patrick Lancy.
Just a question about if I'm going to play a Reese Jones course, I'm assuming that there are characteristics that are significant to you and you alone. What would our listeners look for in a Reese Jones course?
Well, I think we try to design golf courses that can test the best in the game. We have five of the next seven PGA championships played on golf courses redone by myself, and four of the next U.S. Opens. Yet every one of those golf courses is playable by the members from the forward tees to the different tees. And they also can be set up difficult with speeds of greens and tighter rough. But I think that's the characteristic of Reese Jones Golf Course, in that it's very playable yet challenging. It's an examination, yet you can shoot your designated score, whether you're a 90 shooter, 80 shooter, 100 shooter. I also think that we've gone back to the future. We're building what we call neoclassic golf courses, the stylized bunkers, the very little mounding, straight back greens where you go over them, you can sort of pitch back over, you don't have to pitch over a mound. But in the same token, a lot of shot options. I mean, you play the 17th hole, you got to kind of figure out where those bunkers are. You know, you have to figure out what's the best angle of the green, because half the green is protected. There's a bunker on the left. You don't want to flirt with that because it's pretty deep. So pretty soon you really play a different golf course every time you play a Reese Jones golf course. It's not the same target golf course like we saw in the 70s and 80s, where you have to hit the point A to point B. You can also, on a dry day, kind of roll the ball up on some of the greens, and some of the greens that are elevated, so there are elevated carry.
Jody Jenkins, the golf guy, Pat the Tidbit Glancy. We're with Reese Jones, designer of the Grand Niagara Golf Course. Reese, tell us a little bit, if any, is there any open style golf courses that you've incorporated into this one? Any characteristics from stuff you've done in the past?
Well, we started this project about the time we were playing the Bethpage Open, which we completely rebuilt all the bunkers. And I'd say that if you look at these bunkers, they may emulate those bunkers that we built at Bethpage for the U.S. Open in 2002. I like to think, though, it's the Grand Niagara style. But golf course architects use features from other golf courses quite often. I think Bethpage might be the model for this one.
How much time have you spent here, actually, from the onset of getting into the design of the course to today, where we are actually playing the course?
Well, I would come every 4 to 6 weeks. Keith Evans, my design associate, was here quite a bit more. And I've been working with John for 5 years. It was a while getting this off the ground, but I think it was well worth it because it was a great piece of property. I think the result has been well received. I think it's a very unique golf course for this area in that the green contours, when the speeds get up, are really going to be challenging. And yet you're going to have to know what part of the green to access, what part of the green to avoid, because green contours are a form of hazard also.
Now, Reese, marketing and branding strategy with this course, we see the slogan, a championship venue. What are your thoughts on that in the future? What will we see here?
Well, I think this golf course was built at the right time because we know basically what the equipment is doing now as far as the length is concerned. And the USGA has drawn a line in the sand. I hope it's true. But I think, in essence, the technology is being throttled back. I don't think they can really increase the distance much more, although if you're playing at St. Andrews, as they did last weekend, with the ground so firm, the ball can run forever. It is kind of scary when you see these drives, 330, 340, 350. I mean, we did Bethpage over in 1998. We didn't think they could carry it over 300, and when we finally played the Open in 2002, they were carrying bunkers that we thought were in play. So I think this course is built for the best in the game. If you play from the back tees with the bunkers in the proper location, we have enough length, and if they ever do get a major championship here at Grand Niagara, we have places where we could add some more length.
Now, you talk about length, Reese. Tell us a little bit about, from your perspective, is it frustrating to see technology improve year after year? Does that do anything to the way you approach designing golf courses?
Well, Jack Nicklaus and I are on a on a program together in Las Vegas, a speaking program, and he was talking about how you had to throttle the ball back. But then he said, of course, then Reese would lose half his business redoing open and PGA golf courses. So I guess I kind of like the fact that technology has enabled me to keep up with the Joneses. And like Congressional, we're going to make a lot more changes for 2011 Open. At Atlanta Athletic Club, we're going to make a lot of changes. We played the 2001 PGA, now we're playing 2011 PGA. I just added a lot of length to Baltusrol, and I added a lot of some length to Pioneers number 2. And all we're really trying to do is have the pros hit the same club in that they did in 99, in 2005 at Pioneers, and we want the pros to hit the same club in that they hit in 93 at Baltusrol for the 2005 PGA.
Now let's change speeds here for a second. Obviously, you're very familiar with Mr. Nicklaus. What were your feelings this weekend on his final round at St. Andrews?
Well, I sort of grew up in the Jack Nicklaus era, and I'm a couple years younger than he is, but my family knew Nicklaus very well when he was just a young man. My father owned a course at Coral Ridge and gave him an honorary membership, probably the first one he ever got. He was just a young buck starting out, and he's got a great family. His wife Barbara is a phenomenal person. It was just great seeing the family there and the bond and just seeing people kind of recognize him for what he's done both individually and for the game. And I mean, how better could he go out but making a birdie on the 18th hole at the Old Course, except because just everybody's making birdies on that hole this week. So but I mean, I think he went out appropriately. He went out with his picture on the swivel can burn on the bridge, and it was just great. And up-and-coming guy wins the tournament. So the guy that's chasing his record, I mean, it couldn't be more appropriate for both the media and the public.
Now, Reese, is there any other places in Canada off the top of your head that you might like to have a foray into doing some other courses, anything you've thought of?
Well, I'm doing Royal Montreal over right now. We did the front nine over last year. We're going to do the back nine over this year, adding some length and rebuilding the greens. And it's really a wonderful place with a lot of championship character. It's funny, I was a kid when I came up to Royal Montreal. My dad interviewed for the job, and I played the old Royal Montreal golf course. Wow. As a kid, I was playing golf when my dad was interviewing. And then they hired Dick Wilson instead of dad, and so I've come back and sort of gotten a mulligan for the family. So it's kind of neat working with that club because it's a great place.